about radiation. Now, everybody knows that radiation can kill you, and you get enough radiation, you die. And we know that's happened at Chernobyl, and a certain number of people who worked there at the Chernobyl the nuclear plant in the Ukraine that died as a result of radiation. And we know that, of course, radiation sickness was a direct result of the people who were exposed to excessive radiation at Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And, of course, most people then think that if radiation kills you, and it's just a matter of how much you get, why, even a little bit of radiation is harmful. So with that as a background, let's go to our special guest, and perhaps what we really think we know isn't true. Ed, thank you so much for being with us.
And thank you, Dr. Stan. And you pronounced my last name Heiserot.
Heiserot, okay.
It's a little tough.
Okay, Heiserot, okay. Heiserot or Rot?
Rot.
Heiserot, okay, got it. You go ahead and tell our listeners a little bit about how they've been misled on this issue as well.
Well, the public policy governing radiation exposure is known as the linear non-threshold theory, the LNT. And it means that, LNT, it means that a linear, it means that any radiation, each encounter with any radiation is a cumulative thing. And the more radiation you get, the less likely you are to get cancer. The no threshold means that there's no level below which the radiation is considered to be harmless. This has been found to be not true. In fact, there is a phenomenon known as hormesis, which not only affects radiation, but many other chemicals and other agents, that a small amount of an agent that is poisonous in large amounts has a beneficial effect in small amounts. You see this in vitamins. You see it in trace minerals. You see it in sunlight. And you also see it in radiation, but this concept is not known to the public. It's very much known to the scientific community around the world. It was debated quite a bit in the last couple of years, but the people that support the LNT are primarily the bureaucrats and not the scientists that are working in this field.
All right, well, let's talk a little bit about over the radon, because everybody knows the radon in your house is just terrible. In fact, one time, you'd never want to buy a house until you had to check for radon, because, we know that radon increases the incidence of lung cancer and other cancers, or is that really true?
That's one of those many things that we know that is not true. the EPA sets as a limit of 4 picocuries per liter, which is a measurement of the activity of the air and the radon daughters that are in it. That is, by the way, 1/1000th of what the thermal springs at Bat-Gastein, they advertise their high radon content because people go there to for treatment. It tends to have a very beneficial effect on things such as neuralgia, arthritis, and other joint and bone diseases. In fact, there's also a place here in Montana that called the Free Enterprise Mine that does the same thing. But there was a study done by Bernard Cohen from the University of Pittsburgh. This was a very long-term study. He set out to prove exactly what you were saying, that the more radon, the more likely you would have cancer. By the way, he had in his home a radon abatement heat exchanger so that he could get rid of radon. Well, this study covered 1,900 counties, about 90% of the United States, and was done by the University of Pittsburgh graduate students. And
Hold that. We'll be right back in just a moment.
Okay.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
By now, it is no surprise that the U.S. ranks 37th in the world in occurrence of chronic illness, according to the World Health Organization. Due to modern farming and food processing practices, our food supply has become nutrition deficient, deficient in nutrients essential to good health. It is time to take back your health. Everyone has the right to good health. Join the self-reliant families, entrepreneurs, and the company pioneering cutting-edge glyconutrient technology. The wellness revolution is projected to be a $1 trillion industry by 2010. We are looking for people who are serious about bettering their lives and the lives of the people they love. Better health is possible. To learn more, go to therighttogoodhealth.com. You have the right to decide what is attainable in your lifetime. You have the right to build a healthy lifestyle that you can share with your friends and family. You have the right to achieve self-reliance and financial independence. And you have the right to good health. Visit therighttogoodhealth.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest this afternoon is talking about the fact that most of what you think you know about radon simply isn't true. The fact that Dr. Bernard Cohen of the University of Pittsburgh, I believe it was, set out to prove that radon was harmful, and as he began to analyze the relationship between radon levels and cancer, in families and homes all across America, what he found was that the higher the radon level, the lower the cancer. And the lower the radon level, the higher the cancer, and that doesn't make sense, or does it?
Well, it doesn't seem to, based on the LNT, as we've come to believe in. Of course, we all believe in that. I mean, it has been just the gospel for many years for many of us. The study, by the way, shows exactly what you said, but that's not the only one. I devote an entire chapter in my book to Dr. Cohen's study, but there's three or four others that are mentioned in there in Japan where exactly the same thing has happened, and a couple of them in Europe also.
And I think that, of course, one of the things that we have the ability to look back and see what happened to the people who were at Hiroshima and Nagasaki who did not die from the blast effect and who did not die from the radiation effect. And what happened to those people through the years? Of course, we're supposed to believe that they all got cancers and died, and the incidence of cancer was so high among the people, you know, who survived Hiroshima and Nagasaki. But what's the real truth?
Well, they just wouldn't cooperate and die like they were supposed to. There were a total of between 350 and 400 excess cancers in Japan as a result of the two bomb explosions. But by and large, up to 70 rems of radiation, which is a huge amount. We get about 350 roughly millirems, or about, let's see, that would be, oh, just just a very small fraction of the 70 rems. Up to that level, even though the radiation came in a large burst over a very short period of time, which is not the way you want to get it, up to 70 rems, the survivors are outliving their unexposed peers, which is it was a real revelation to many people.
And, of course, the one thing that you can get into trouble with is thyroid cancer, but what really happened at Chernobyl? Now, we've heard about this terrible accident, and people died, and some of the people who worked in the plant did die, a certain number of them did. But, of course, what about the people in the surrounding areas? You know, did we have this dramatic increase in cancer that we were told about, or what's the truth about the Chernobyl accident?
Well, actually, of the people that died, there were 31 on site that died, and we really don't know if they died from radiation or heat. They were goners anyway, unfortunately, because of the massive fire from the reactor. As you know, the Chernobyl reactor was graphite, whereas all the American reactors have water as a moderator. It had graphite as a moderator, and when the graphite caught on fire, it convected all the radiation products out of the reactor into the surrounding areas. They have found more thyroid cancer among children than they expected, except for the fact that there's other areas that have higher levels even than around Chernobyl. But one of the things is thyroid cancer is often a covert condition that you don't know about unless you go out investigating. So it could be that that there has been no increase. Of the workers that were there, the volunteers that went in, they are the only people that I know of that have been tracked as far as their cancer rate, and it has decreased. So it's predicted by Dr. Lucky, who was the man who you might say discovered hormesis, radiation hormesis. He predicts that something like 1.5 million people over there will benefit from the radiation. By the way, there were 100,000 deaths, or more than 100,000 deaths, but they were children in utero because the women were convinced that they were going to have nuclear monsters, and they aborted their children, which I think is tragic. These were above and beyond the abortions that would have normally occurred in Europe.
Well, I think what's really so interesting is the fact that outside those people who worked at Chernobyl, nobody died. Now, yes, there were some increase in the incidence of thyroid cancer, and had they, of course, given them iodine, they could have blocked that if they'd gotten the iodine into them soon enough, or if the people had had adequate levels of iodine. And if people don't understand, most of us do not have adequate levels of iodine. If we had adequate levels of iodine, we wouldn't even have to worry about at least that part of a radiation explosion. But what was really so amazing to me was the fact that with all of this talk we had and the massive evacuations, if you really look at the statistics, nobody died outside that area other than the people, the very small number of children. Do we have any idea how many children got thyroid cancer?
The last number I heard was 9.
9. So much of what we've heard about Chernobyl wasn't true. It was a terrible thing, but of course, what they had was no containment vessel. Every nuclear plant in America has a containment vessel, and the one at Chernobyl had a tar paper roof. And a little wonder when the thing blew. It blew the graphite, the radioactive graphite. We don't have any graphite reactors here in the United States. Chernobyl was a disaster waiting to happen.
Oh, yes, but you have to remember the Soviet Union, the reason it was built graphite was because you could use that reactor to make plutonium from weapons-grade plutonium without the contaminating isotopes that you get in a power plant like you have in the United States. By the way, the area over there around Chernobyl is still off-limits. It's still there's guards that keep people from going back to get their property from their homes. And to just give you some kind of idea, this is one of the things you may have heard in my talk. I gave the example of a couple of places around the world. One was Guarapari Beach in Brazil, and people may not understand units, but they should be able to see the relationship. The exposure there on the beach is 800 millisieverts per year. To give you an idea of what the area around Chernobyl is, where the people are being kept away from their homes, it's 5, not 500. 5 as compared to 800. There are places in Iran that have 700. There's many places around the world. including most of Norway, that are more radioactive than the area around Chernobyl.
And that's normal radiation, isn't it?
That's normal background radiation, yes. Most rock has some, and soil has uranium in it, and potassium 40 and thorium. Those are called the primordial radionuclides, and they're ubiquitous.
And of course, one of the interesting things to me, and of course, having been a physician, I can remember years and years and years ago when I was first getting started in orthopedics, and we're talking about half a century ago, and somebody would have calcium in their shoulder, and you'd radiate the shoulder, and I never quite understood why you'd want to radiate the shoulder. What radiation do? Well, what it does, it actually stimulates the immune response. Would that be a fair statement?
Oh yes, that's really what hormesis is all about, right? It's like the cobra venom that you doctors give people to thin their the body thins the blood as a reaction to the cobra venom. It's not the cobra venom itself that thins the blood, because if you had enough to thin your blood, it would kill you. But it's the body's reaction is the thing that hormesis is built on.
And I can remember, of course, the old doctors used to use tonics, and they'd have a little strychnine, a little arsenic in them. No, not very much, admittedly. Wine, strychnine, and arsenic. Wine, strychnine, and arsenic was one of the old tonics. Very, very low doses, just to actually get the immune system stimulated, because that's how you can get people better. In fact, there are treatments even suggested, you know, for treatment of cancer, not radiation of the area where the cancer is, but very low dose radiation of the rest of the body to mobilize the immune system so that the body can take care of the cancer. And I thought that was such a fascinating concept.
It is. There's others that are similar to that, too. Mice have been found to have if you radiate a mouse with a fairly large dose of radiation, and then he gets a massive dose later on, he will have been immunized against the radiation, which is an interesting thing. If you're if you happen to work in a nuclear power plant around fuel rods, and you know, there could always be an accident, although we've been very fortunate up to this time in this country, that you wouldn't have to fear the exposure. Same for our soldiers, who we had no idea what the terrorists are going to come up with next. And if they do get a nuclear weapon, it would be nice that our soldiers have been immunized against radiation.
Well, you know, of course, there's just so much to this subject that most people have no idea about. And we have been lied to repeatedly by the people who have used fear of radiation to discourage development of nuclear power plants. And they owed how terrible nuclear power plants are. But people have forgotten that our major aircraft carriers, all of our major aircraft carriers in our Navy today are powered by nuclear reactors. Our submarines that go out for, you know, months at a time, powered by nuclear reactors. And the men live in close proximity to it, and they don't have any problems. So most of what the people of America know has simply been actually programmed into their minds to discourage, in my estimation, the development of nuclear power and to frighten us to death. Would that be a fair statement?
Oh, absolutely. The same people that don't want us to have any technological progress and they consider cheap energy as being a negative thing because it would help human beings, and they consider human beings as intruders on the earth. All of the green organizations tend to take the approach to nuclear power just the opposite of what they should if they indeed were really concerned about environmental. The fact is, a lot of the environmentalists now have bailed out of the environmental movement over the nuclear power issue, if you've been noticing.
Right. Well, I know that some of the people are realizing that we're going to have to go to nuclear power. It's only a matter of time. Certainly, they're doing it throughout the rest of the world, and we're going to have to do it here. We're going to be back in just a moment with Ed Heiserot, and we're going to be talking about his book. And what's the title of the book again?
Underexposed.
What
if radiation is actually good for you?
And I think that you'll be fascinated by the treatise. Anyway, we'll be back here in just a couple of minutes. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, most of what you read in the newspapers, most of what you've been taught in school, most of what you see on television just ain't true. We'll be right back here at Radio Liberty, where you hear the truth. Proper nutrition is absolutely essential for good health, but most people just don't eat right. Did you know that vitamin CE is essential for our health. It's responsible for our collagen, for our bone. It's an excellent antioxidant that protects our immune system, but we can't produce it. Every other animal in the world can produce it except for fruit bats, hamsters, and human beings, and that's why we need vitamin C supplements. Most people are vitamin D deficient during the winter months, and certainly those who work indoors are vitamin D deficient during the entire year, and you need supplements. If you'd like to learn about the various health books and tape sets and videos and other health products that are available for Radio Liberty, why don't you call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the Radio Liberty Health Catalog.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Moving. Captain, we got trouble.
What?
The cattle haven't had water for 2 days. We found a pond, but the cattle won't drink from it.
Well, why not?
Well, Captain, it's loaded with pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites. It's also contaminated with chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, and MTBE. And there's even heavy metals like lead and mercury in the water.
Break out the Crown Berkey.
But, Captain, we've got 200 head of cattle.
That Crown Berkey will purify 27 gallons of water per hour with 8 elements. You just keep it full.
Captain, it's working. The cattle are drinking, and look, they're even smiling.
Berkey, the filter that won the West.
Get your Crown Berkey Purifier with 2 Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $299 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Not yet available in California or Iowa.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calvin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calvin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calvin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calvin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calvinpuresoap.com. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is Mr. Ed Heiseroth, and we're talking about his book. It goes into the background of, is it harmful? Is radiation harmful? Or give the exact title again, please.
The title is Underexposed.
Underexposed. Where can people get copies of that book?
The subtitle is What If Radiation Is Actually Good For You?
Okay.
The two places you can be sure of is Laissez-Faire Books, which on the web is lfb.com or amazon.com would be the two easiest places, I would say, to get it. By the way, I was really happy about your cows that got water to drink there a few minutes ago.
Well, that wasn't mine. That's the advertisement that goes over the Genesis. But, you know, they're smiling. That's a nice thing.
That makes me feel good.
Okay. But anyway, of course, what are some of the other points that you'd like to make in your book about really the fact that we've been bamboozled by the by the people who want us to be fearful of radiation, and yet low-dose radiation is harmful now. Nobody's going to suggest high-dose radiation, but low-dose radiation can actually make you healthier. In fact, there was one of the other people who was talking on this subject who even talked about radiating the body generally in the treatment of cancer, not the area where the cancer is, but the body generally to try to stimulate the immune system. Can you comment on that?
Oh, yes. An interesting thing came from Europe, England some years ago, where they discovered that when they vaccinated someone for, say, whooping cough or mumps or whatever, stimulation of the immune system helped the other diseases that they weren't vaccinating for, and that's a similar thing that you see in radiation. One of the studies that I devoted an entire chapter to, which I called Something Fishy in the Shipyard, because after this study was done, it was kind of shelved, and you had the people that were against the LNT had to help bring it out, but it was done by Johns Hopkins I think it was in the early 80s. And this was it started out with a pool of 700,000 workers from the shipyards. In many of the shipyards, there are nuclear areas where they're working on the submarines, and I think some of the merchant ships now are also nuclear-powered. But they kept close track, and these two groups of workers were taken from the same cohort, so there wasn't any case of what is known as the healthy worker effect to fall back on. Well, they were divided into three groups, which one you would call the nuns, which they were not in the nuclear areas. Then they had the low ones who had a relatively low amount of additional radiation from their job. And then the highs. And then they tabulated the deaths of these people, and they compare them in what's called the standard mortality ratio. And as you would expect, the nuns had a standard mortality ratio of 1, which meant the same number of people died as were expected to die out of that group. Well, in the lows, there was a 19% reduction. In other words, their standard mortality rate was 0.81. And then the highs had a standard mortality ratio of 0.76. In other words, there were 24% less people that died in that cohort than would have been expected. Now, what do you attribute this to? These are people that stood in the same line to get their job. There was no difference in them. And we're talking about, well, it started out at 700,000, but it ended up about 70,000 people were qualified because they had enough information to determine, you know, their activities and their exposure and that type of thing.
And I really think that this, of course, flies in the face of everything we've been taught, but I'd like to suggest that most of what we've been taught just isn't true. Would that be a fair statement?
Oh, absolutely. And radiation, by the way, we're having a pretty heavy electrical storm here, so if you lose me, it's just because the lights are going out here. But if you look at radiation from the standpoint of the average person, if he's smart, or he or she is smart, they will fear it because, one, it's invisible. You don't know when it's around. Two, they don't have any idea of how to measure radiation. And if they did have a measurement, they wouldn't know if it was bad or not. So what do you do in a case like that? Well, you avoid radiation. And unfortunately, it's become a phobia that people avoid it, even doctors, by the way. The health physicist that I work with here says doctors are among the ones that are the most fearful of radiation and have the least knowledge about it. The health physicists, by the way, are the people that go around and checking the X-ray machines and exposures. And I hear the music coming, and I'll tell you about this later.
All right, fine. And so when we get back here, of course, if you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. And I'd like to know what you think. Is it true? Possible we've been lied to?
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest is talking about the advantages in many respects of low-dose radiation and how it really helps your health. And, of course, if you'd like to give us a call, give us a call here at 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Our guest is Ed Heiseroth, and his book is Underexposed. So, and of course, the subtitle on that is, could it be that, radiation is good for you? And of course, having studied this for a long period of time and having had the opportunity to talk to Dr. Bernard Cohen from the University of Pittsburgh, who did a lot of the fundamental study on this and was amazed to find out that low-dose radiation actually decreased the incidence of lung cancer, and the more radon you had, and he's talking about radon in the home, why the lower the lung cancer, the higher the lung cancer. So I think that was the first real glimpse we had of the effect of hormesis. Would you like to explain to our listeners what hormesis is?
Yes. I wish I could draw the hormesis curve for you. It looks like the Nike symbol. If you start over on the left side of the Nike symbol, let's assume that is the point that you are right now. And let's take something like vitamin A. If you get additional vitamin A, which means you're moving over toward the right side of the curve, that is sort of a hook, then in fact it's the term hook has been being used for this term, or has been used for many years. As you move over to the right, if you consider health to be in the downward direction, then you get healthier because of the additional vitamin in this case. As you move further over to the right and start back up the curve, then each additional bit of vitamin A doesn't help you. In fact, is it gets the further over you go, then if you overdose on vitamin A, you can kill yourself. So it is typical of an agent that in small doses is helpful, but in large doses is harmful. And do you hear the lightning?
Do we hear the lightning. I can almost see those flashes.
I'd like to mention what my health physicist friend is upset about.
Right.
If you wouldn't mind, the hospitals here, like all hospitals, are having cash problems. But yet, because of the regulatory authorities, they're required to go in and tear down their walls and put up lead, 1/4-inch lead shielding to protect their employees and the public from getting 2 millirems per week of radiation. Just sort of keep that in mind, 2 millirems per week.
Is that millirems or millirems?
Millirems. It's
millirems, right.
REM, it stands for Rentgen Equivalent Man, which is it's the biological unit that is used by most Americans for radiation. The scientists use another unit called sieverts, and that's kind of complicated. Oh, my gracious. It is lighting up around here. Anyway, remember 2 millirems. Do you recall the old shoe X-ray machines when you would go have your shoes fitted?
Oh yeah, I can remember when I was just a very young fellow. We used to have that. You could actually see your toes down there and see the bones moving.
Oh, absolutely, and it was you would maybe use. Oh my gracious, it's really banging here. Have I lost you?
No, we're still here.
Okay, the radiation you get from one shoe X-ray. Was 175 millirems as compared to the 2 millirems per week that they're tearing down walls and putting up this shielding. So a shoe X-ray is about 50% of what your normal background radiation is for the whole year. Well, if radiation is so harmful, just think about those shoe salesmen that stood there and looked through the same thing that you did time and time and time again. They should all be killed over dead, according to the linear non-threshold theory. But I don't think we ever found that caused anybody any problems. And certainly this 2 millirems per week is trivial. And it's disgusting that the hospitals are required to do this.
And then we wonder why hospital bills are so high. Well, you know, one of the things is the pilots and the stewardesses are up in planes. Don't they get quite an increase in radiation just because they're at that altitude?
Right. Well, typically, our radiation exposure for the average person is about 1 millirem per day. If you take a coast-to-coast jet flight at, I think, 35,000 feet, you get 5 millirems additionally. So if you're a pilot and you go back and forth, you just picked up 10 millirems, which is 10 times the normal amount. And they don't seem to be keeling over either, if you've noticed.
Yeah, in fact, they're some of the healthiest people we know. But, you see, none of these things are ever brought out because the people who control the media want to frighten us to death about the dangers of radiation. And when you understand that, then, of course, you can begin to understand some of the other things. They're lying to us about radiation, about global warming, and they're lying to us about some of the things that they're giving us, putting in our foods, and they know what they're doing. They just want the American people to know.
Oh, that's true. For example, the people that left Three Mile Island, by the way, I think the Three Mile Island exposure would have been only a fraction of a shoe X-ray. It was just a couple of... if you'd been on site, you would have gotten almost a half of a shoe X-ray if you'd been on site for the whole time. But if you had left Harrisburg and driven to see your... gone to Colorado to stay there for the duration, you'd have gotten much more radiation than you got would have gotten from Three Mile Island and staying home.
But of course, the way that they played that thing, and of course they timed it with a motion picture that came out with Jack Lemmon, I think it was Jack Lemmon and Jane Todd, called the China Syndrome, and we heard about that hydrogen bubble that was accumulating up in the dome, and you could almost imagine the hydrogen bomb going off at any time, and it was all as phony as a $3 bill.
Absolutely. Well, you know, most high school chemistry people could have told you, if there's a hydrogen bubble in there and there's no oxygen, then you have no problem. But some of our bureaucrats, they didn't seem to understand that particular part of chemistry. By the way, I'm interested in, I visited the Hanford Reservation over in the eastern side of your state, and that's quite an interesting place. I know now.
Go ahead. Well, I think we lost him. Maybe we can get our producer to call Ed back again. Where's our producer? Okay, maybe we could try to get him back on again. Hanford, everybody's talking about Hanford, you know, how this plume of radioactive contamination of the water is, you know, sweeping down to the Columbia River, and everybody's going to die, and all the fish are going to die, and it's all hype. You've seen the same program over and over again on 60 Minutes. 60 Minutes is designed not to tell you the truth, but to confuse the truth. And actually what they've done is they've put wells along the way. Yes, there is some contamination of groundwater, and they're sucking it out of there, and there's no real problem because they're getting that water out. In fact, there would be no problem at all with nuclear waste if it hadn't been that they blocked the reprocessing of the fuel. Every other country in the world can reprocess their nuclear fuel except the United States. We're not allowed to, and then we're not allowed to store it in any sort of a safe place. So they've created this whole problem about nuclear waste. Why? Because they want to block the use of nuclear power. Why do they want to block the use of nuclear power? Because they want us dependent upon oil and natural gas so they can create shortages and drive the price up. That's what it's all about. Why do you think that the oil companies are funding the environmental movement? Because they like them? Because they like all the regulations? No. Well, the regulations, of course, is how they limit competition, how they are able to limit competition from the nuclear industry, how they're able to limit competition from other people who want to get into the oil business, and they put so many restrictions on them. They can't drill. They can't do anything. They can't build new refineries. Do you realize we haven't built one new oil refinery in the United States in 30 years, and that half of those we had 30 years ago have been shut down. Now, of course, they've increased the efficiency of some of the others, but they want shortages, and boy, are they going to get them here. And of course, you saw that recently with British Petroleum, who, after 9 years of being told that there was corrosion in their pipeline, just as we get to a point where oil is about $75 a barrel and probably would drop, why, then they suddenly find that there is they've got this terrible, terrible problem. They're just going to have to shut down production. And if anybody believes that, they've got to be incredibly naive. There is plenty of oil in the world. In fact, those of you who have listened to my programs will know that there are massive deposits up off the North Slope. And that's the story that Lindsay Williams tells in his book, The Energy Non-Crisis. And if you haven't read it, you should. And then I've actually gone out and tracked out some of the people who were there with him who have personally confirmed to me that the story is true about the massive oil deposits off the North Slope, but they're quite frankly afraid to go on the radio or television and publicly talk about it. Why? Because they're talking about billions and billions and billions of dollars, you know, that are at stake, and these people in the oil companies are rather ruthless at times. Well, Ed, are you back?
I'm back.
Okay, fine. Well, you should have said something, because here I'm just rattling on, waiting for you to come back on. What are some of the other issues that you'd like to bring forward as far as our listeners are concerned?
Well, I guess one of them would be that if you look at the background radiation on the Colorado Plateau, you'll find that it is about three times the rate of what the Gulf Coast states have. So if the LNT were correct, then you would naturally expect, say, three times the cancer rate in the Rocky Mountain states around the Colorado Plateau. But just the opposite is true. The rate, for example, in the Gulf Coast states, per 100,000 persons is 185, and its dose rate is 2.25, that would be millisieverts per year. Whereas in the, on the Colorado Plateau, you have 7.16 as an average of the exposure you get because of the higher background. There's two things. One is the rocks are more radioactive out there. And the second thing is you're higher, and you get more cosmic radiation that's not blocked by the Earth. So you see that it drops to 147 from 185. Just the opposite should be true. Now, all these statistics come from like the Cancer Society. These aren't things that are made up, and they're all adjusted for age and the other factors involved. And how the cancer agencies, and for instance, the American Cancer Society, can ignore these things, it baffles me, unless they just want to keep in business. I don't know. That's a terrible thing to say about them, but they certainly have been ignoring the benefits of low-level radiation. Did you happen to hear the Canadian study that I mentioned in my talk in Portland?
Will you go ahead and tell us about it?
Well, this was 31,000 Canadian women from 1932 to 1950. They were examined fluoroscopically in the process of tuberculosis treatment, and very careful records were kept of these women. Well, there was a study done on them, just exactly the type of thing that Bernie Cohen did, that they were supposed to continually show the more radiation, the more cancer, in this case, fatal breast cancer. Well, strange thing happened on the way to the graveyard here for many of these women. At 0.15 gray radiation, which is a lot of radiation, by the way, it's up 150 rem. I'm sorry, it's 15 rem, but that's still a lot of radiation. There was a point at which they were 34% less likely to have cancer than women that got no exposure at all. Now, if you're a woman and you could decrease the chance of breast cancer by 34% by having a few radiation treatments, by essentially doing the same thing as our food does when we irradiate it, by just exposing them to gamma rays, I think that I would be very much interested in at least knowing that this was available and then learning more about it. Yet, you never see this in the mainstream press.
No, and that's one of the major tragedies, is there's so much out there that would be beneficial to our health that neither the doctors nor the public ever hear about, and certainly the people within the universities, you know, who know about this, sometimes they just won't talk about it.
That's true. The field you were mentioning while I was wondering, and you weren't sure I was back, about nuclear power and the fact that it is the most economical way to generate power, if it weren't for the lawyers that are being hired by the environmentalists to make sure that it doesn't happen. But we have right now fuel for thousands of years that's already it's sitting in stockpiles. By what I mean, we have uranium, which is now called DU, you know, depleted uranium, which means that most of the uranium-235 isotope, which is used for power generation, has been taken out of it. But in a breeder reactor, you can take uranium-238, which is 99.3% of uranium, and you can convert it to plutonium. And this plutonium can then be used to generate power. By the way, Jimmy Carter in 1979 stopped reprocessing of fuel, which other countries are doing. We're talking about burying this very, very valuable substance under a mountain in Nevada, when we should be recycling it like the other countries. It's criminal. And the reason he gave for that is he was worried about the proliferation of plutonium. Well, as a matter of fact, the plutonium you get from a power reactor in this country has been contaminated with another isotope of plutonium called plutonium-240. It is known as a spontaneous neutron emitter and is unsatisfactory for building bombs. So here we are protecting ourselves from the terrorists to get the plutonium to make the bombs, when the plutonium they would get wouldn't make a bomb. That's the kind of stuff our government has done to us, I'm afraid, over the past.
Well, of course, they couldn't have done it without the full support of the mass media, the deception at our major universities, and it is this coordinated program of disinformation that has deprived us of getting a cheap and efficient nuclear power, because they don't want us to get that. I mean, if we had, we as a society are totally dependent upon energy, upon electricity, upon power for an industrialized society. And there really are people out there who want to change that. They do not want an industrialized society. They'd like to get the world back the way it was before the wicked white man came. And if you think this is crazy talk, you need to read the Global Biodiversity Assessment that came out of the Second Earth Summit in 1992 over the name of Mikhail Gorbachev. And you'd realize there really are people who have a different worldview. Ed, we're just about out of time. One more time, the name of your book and where people can get it.
The name of it is Underexposed: What If Radiation Is Actually Good For You? It's published by Laissez-Faire Books in Little Rock, which is lfb.com, or you can go to amazon.com and look for Underexposed.
And let me suggest, it's an excellent read. You need to have the information. You need to be able to discuss this intelligently. And here's where you're going to learn about it. Ed, thanks so very much for being with us.
Thank you.
I look forward to getting you back on one of our other programs in the not-too-distant future.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Have you ever wondered why the incidence of cancer and diabetes and heart disease is increasing in the United States? Are you eating a lot of food that's loaded with sugars in them? Or are you certainly eating prepackaged meals that are loaded with MSG? Or are you drinking Diet Coke that's loaded with aspartame? What are you doing to protect your health? What are you doing to protect the health of your family? Well, most people really don't understand the importance of good nutrition, so I've compiled a list of the books on health, the tape sets, the videos, the vitamins and minerals and herbal products that Radio Liberty carries, and the doses of the products that we recommend. If you'd like to receive a free copy of the Radio Liberty Health Catalog, why don't you call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And remember, proper nutrition is essential for good health.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and this is the time when I need to remind all of our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and quite frankly, we need your help so we can continue expanding our coverage. We've got an excellent offer from a major station in Southern California, but, well, if we can get the funds, why, we'll get onto that as well. And then, of course, we certainly hope many of you will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters or subscribing to our newsletter. Again, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you should do that. If you really want to understand about health matters, you really need to get Russell Blaylock's excellent book, Health and Nutrition Secrets That Can Save Your Life. You need to understand about aspartame and MSG and his book, Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills. Or it is excellent, and then if you know anybody who has cancer who's going to go through regular treatment, why, of course, they should certainly have a copy of his Natural Strategies for Cancer Patients. We're putting together a number of very excellent four-tape sets with my interviews with Dr. Blaylock and with Bill Sardi. We hope to have those available before too long. Then, of course, we hope you want to get Carolyn Dean's excellent book, The Miracle of Magnesium, because most people are deficient in magnesium, and this can influence your muscles, your sleep, your every aspect of your activity. Certainly your heart is influenced very strongly by magnesium. So let me suggest you get her book, The Miracle of Magnesium. And then, of course, we do carry magnesium, as well as a number of other health products. If you'd like to get our health catalog, we'll make it. You can get one of those free of charge. But we do hope that many of you will want to start laying in a good supply of vitamin C and D and E and fish oils and selenium and magnesium and all of the things that we carry. We carry the things that we actually take ourselves. And some of these things can actually protect your brain and can protect your heart. And you have to know all about them, and we've got the information there. You just need to know about them, need to know the doses, and you need to have a supply on hand because we get into a confrontation in the Middle East. Believe me, we're going to see a total disruption of our society and perhaps even for your ability to be able to get the things you need to maintain your health. So if you'd like more information, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, and then certainly we'll be glad to send you a health catalog. You can lay in a supply. Remember, we do carry Miracle 2 soap products. We carry the Berkey products. We carry a lot of things you'd need in case of a major emergency. We have a Sanjian radio that works and works real well, a digital radio that gives excellent service. So, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. If you have not yet seen the videos, They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll. That's They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll. If you have not yet seen the videos, Megiddo 1 or Megiddo 2, and then, of course, that award-winning DVD and or VHS production, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning. You need to get it. You need to understand the occult forces that are at work within the United States. In fact, it's very interesting that after they came out with Secret Mysteries, then the History Club and other people have started coming out with DVDs on this, and books are being written right now to convince you there's nothing to worry about for Masonry. Ladies and gentlemen, the Masons controlled our Supreme Court. In majorities of 5-4 to 8-1 between 1941 and 1971, it was the Masonic movement that took God and prayer out of our schools. They're the ones that created the wall of separation between church and state, because the Masons, at least those who really know what this is about, and most of them don't, but those who really know what it's about, worship a different God. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is RadioLiberty.com. Please pray for America. Pray for revival. But pray for Radio Liberty. For our provision and protection, we'll be back in just a moment, hopefully with Aaron Russo.
Your area has just unexpectedly flooded. The power's out, so is the water, and you are thirsty. But wait, outside, look, there's lots of water, and then you see it.
Oh my gosh! What is that floating in the water? And what is that odor?
No problem. You thought ahead and own a Berkey water purification system. Berkey has revolutionized the way water is purified simply and naturally. Requiring no power, electricity, or water pressure, the powerful black Berkey elements
extract pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, heavy metals, and other nasties that might be found in flood water. Berkey Systems can purify treated water during normal times, and during unexpected emergencies, they can get rid of the unhealthy stuff in raw, untreated water. For more information on the powerful Berkey line of products, call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or visit us on the web at berkeywater.com.
You are listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views and the views of our guest. And today we have with us Mr. Aaron Russo, who has produced a film, From Freedom to Fascism. He's a Hollywood producer. He's produced many films in the past. But this is a film that was produced in an effort to try to awaken the American people to what's going on. I haven't been able to see it yet, but everybody I've talked to who has seen the film says that it's had a tremendous impact on them, and if we could get this scene across America, maybe we could get people to understand the degree of danger that we are in today. Mr. Russo, thank you so very much for being with us.
My pleasure, Dr. Stan. It's an honor to talk to you.
Why don't you just give us a little bit of the background of why it was that you, went to all the effort to produce this film?
Well, I produced and directed the film because I feel very strongly that America is heading into a giant decline, basically because we've lost sight of our Constitution, and we've got corrupt politicians, and we have a drive for globalization. And the very essence of America, freedom of the individual, has been taken from us. And the only way to wake people up was through my making this movie that I knew about. People don't read very much anymore. And so I felt that if I combine my political knowledge and my movie-making skills, I could wake up America, at least a portion of America, to try and stand up and fight back against what was happening. I saw no other way of doing it. People go see movies. They watch DVDs. They don't read books. And so my skill isn't as a writer. My skill is as a filmmaker. And so I decided to take the time and make this movie because I know of nothing more important to do with my life than that.
Well, I certainly respect that, and I appreciate what you've done, and I know you've been dedicated to this this goal of trying to preserve America for a long period of time. Now, are you going to be able to get this into major theaters across America? Are you going to have a lot of opposition?
We've already got it into the major theaters across America. We've already put it into 5 cities. We had it in New York, Chicago, Tampa, Kansas City, and Austin, Texas, in AMC theaters, you know, major theaters. That's not been a problem for us at all.
Yeah, well, that's great.
The problem we've had is raising enough money to get it distributed across America and buy newspaper ads and television time and radio time so that people across the country are aware of it. We're right now... The first week we put into the theaters, we did very, very well with the movie. And crowds gave it standing ovations. They loved the movie. And then I've been in Germany fighting cancer. And when I came back, I wasn't there to supervise the print, the 35mm prints of the movie. And when I got back, I was not happy with the prints and the way they were done, with the sound quality and the picture quality. So I pulled it from the theaters after the first week. I met the commitment of the first week, and I pulled it. And now we're working on new prints and other ways of displaying the movie. And we're planning on going out on 50 to 60 theaters sometime in late September.
All right, fine. Well, certainly everybody I've heard and talked to who's actually seen the film says this has a tremendous emotional response, a tremendous impact on the audience.
Yeah, well, from what I've seen, I mean, we had, before I released the movie on July 28th, we had a series of screenings across the country as I was working on the movie. And in all honesty, I've never seen a film get standing ovations before.
You hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here as we bring some other stations on board.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes Scholarship, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
September 11th, 2001 changed the world, and the world is now realizing that the official story of that infamous day just doesn't make sense. The overwhelming majority of Americans believe that there is a government cover-up, according to a CNN poll. 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut is a compilation of unaltered news footage and photos from major networks and publications that raises questions that officials dare not ask, let alone answer. The worldwide firestorm of questions raised has forced some into a position of desperation damage control to keep this documentary from being seen or accepted by the masses. Why have these efforts been made to keep you from seeing this documentary and simply asking common sense questions? Find out. You must see 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut, and share it with as many people as possible. Call 877-817-9829 to order your copy. That's 877-817-9829. Unless these questions are answered honestly, the world could be plunged into a third world war. Stop this madness. Call 877-817-9829 today and order your copy of 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Dr. Stan. Our guest this afternoon is Mr. Aaron Russo, and Chris's movie, America, Freedom to Fascism, really outlines what's going on in America today. And he was just commenting how, you know, that literally every time the film has been shown, it gets a standing ovation, which is really rather unusual because films in motion picture theaters don't get a standing ovation. But people are so gratified to begin to see somebody connected all together. Well, maybe where should we start? Should we talk about globalization? Should we talk about the Federal Reserve? What things would you like to talk about?
Me?
Uh-huh.
I mean, to me, the essence of why I made this movie
All right. Is
because of the police state. And whether it's the IRS or the Federal Reserve, it's all interconnected. And ultimately, it all comes down to globalization. That's why what's happening is happening. You know, they're trying to bring everybody under one world government. And it's the people in charge of the banks who control the issuance of money that control our government. And that's why you have the immigration problem that we have today. You know why? I mean, after 9/11, if 9/11 was legitimate, let's assume 9/11 was legitimate in the way they say it happened. which I don't believe myself, but if it was legitimate, the first thing you would do if you were the president of the United States, at least I would, and most people I've ever spoken to, is shut down the borders so no other terrorists can get in. But they never shut down the borders. Instead, they told people they had to have ID cards with chips in it, and they had to be searched everywhere they go. And, you know, it's a device to make people subservient to the institutions, you know, and that's what fascism is. Fascism is big government and big corporations working together to stifle and suppress the people. And that's what America's become. It's no more about individuals and individuals' rights and the right they have to be the human being they desire to be. Now you take your orders from the government and from big corporations. And unfortunately, it's been the decline of America. I mean, if you're a freedom-loving individual and you desire to appreciate your rights, do whatever you want to do in your life, you know, as long as you don't injure other people or infringe on other people's rights, in today's world, it's very hard to live because you can't do anything without the government knowing what you're doing. And it's not their business. And instead of having rights now, you have privileges granted by the government. You know, and a privilege is a license by the government to let you do something. You know, I often talk about a driver's license. You know, when you're born, you have a right to walk, you have a right to run and drive a bicycle, you know, and ride a horse, and you have a right to drive a car. But the difference is, with a car, other people could be injured. You know, they can get hurt if you don't know what you're doing. So, you know, what you should do is not get a license. You should get a certificate of accomplishment that you've got your certificate that shows you're able to exercise your rights to drive the car. But a license implies that you have no right to drive unless the government says you have a right to drive. And I don't believe that. I believe you have a right to drive as long as you can, and you can do it without hurting other people. And so I say, instead of what, driver's licenses, get certificates of accomplishment so you can exercise your right, you know, without getting a license. Why do you need a marriage license for? Licenses, means the government says you can get married. I don't believe in that. I believe people have rights, and they have to stop taking licenses. Why does a man who opens a hardware store need a license to open a store or a beauty parlor? Does they want to take your money to get a license so they can control everything you do? I just don't believe in that. Why do you have to carry it, you know, by May 2008, now you have to carry a national ID card, which is going to come in your driver's license, and that card is going to have an RFID chip attached to it that can track you wherever you go? And as the last step before they implant chips in people.
But, of course, they justify that. But this is how we're going to control the wicked terrorists who are sneaking into our country across our unguarded borders.
Well, of course they try to rationalize it and try to sell to people. It's like Bill O'Reilly, who I can't stand, you know, was on the air the other night talking about, to some people about how America is the freest country in the world and comparing it to England. And if it's okay for England, it should be okay for America. And it's okay to be camera at all time and track wherever you go. We're still free people, and you don't need reasonable cause, you know. Reasonable suspicion now, he wants to make it, you know. And the Constitution doesn't really matter what it says. And, you know, it was just like, this guy was so sickening. He's such a psyops for the government, you know. And, you know, what he doesn't understand is that people don't trust the government. I don't want the government telling me what I can and can't do and giving me licenses and tracking me. I don't trust the government. I don't know who does.
Well, I think that our founding fathers certainly didn't trust the government. That's why they created a constitution that limited the power of the central government, but through the years, little bit by little bit, like a thief at nighttime, sneaking here and sneaking there, they gradually passed more and more and more laws aimed at taking away our freedom in the name of always they want to help us or protect us or something like that.
Right. And then they have people like O'Reilly on television, you know, espousing their views to the nincompoops out there who don't know, who don't think. Who don't think about what's really happening. And I'm sorry I used that word nincompoops. I shouldn't have said that. But the non-thinking people out there who don't think about anything or what's really happening, they keep selling this stuff like it's the gospel. You know, and if you don't know about, oh, we got to be safe, right? Safety first. And yeah, because we got to be safe. We should take the chips. We should do this. We should do that. You know, you got to protect your child from being kidnapped. It's crazy. The whole thing is so crazy. If people don't understand that there's really an agenda to put globalization together, to have a one-world government, and that's what's driving everything. That's what's driving the Federal Reserve. That's what's driving our government. And it's the elite, the wealthy, wealthy people who control the issuance of currency in this country that have bought our government. And it has to stop, you know. I'm going to do everything in my power to make sure it stops. And I would appreciate anybody listening to the show if they would go to the website, fascism.com, and check it out. There's trailers of the movie up there. I mean, we have a petition on there to shut down the Federal Reserve System, and we have, I think, over 20,000 people signed up already. It's really growing very, very quickly, and we're looking for more people to get email alerts from us and to volunteer to help. And if you want to sign a petition to shut down the Federal Reserve, please go there and sign the petition. You know, make something happen. This movie has the ability to change the face of America for the better.
Well, everything I've heard about it certainly does it. You know, it's amazing as I see how they play games with our mind, and they tell us, somebody can steal your identity. Well, of course, all this talk about stealing identity has to do with they want to put a chip in it. So somebody just happens to steal a laptop computer that somebody just happened to take home with 27 million names of veterans, somebody now has all of those names, and then I get a letter from the Veterans Administration, sent out to 27 million veterans saying, you know, somebody has stolen your identity, so if anything happens, be sure to let us know. And then we hear that somebody else has stolen another laptop, with more information on veterans, and then somebody stole another laptop with information on people on active duty. And then more information accidentally gets put up on the Internet by AOL with the names of 30 or 40 million people. And all of this is part of a carefully calculated program to scare us to death, and including those wonderful television programs that shows a man who talks like a woman or a woman who talks like a man. And it's always they're stealing your identity, but they never tell you what the solution is. We're all going to have a chip. I'm sure you're well aware of what they're doing.
Oh, of course I'm aware. I mean, we have the chip, the RFID chip is one of the focal points in the movie. You know, we get to that in serious detail. I mean, the first thing they do is make you get the national ID card, which is going to come through your driver's license. And I tell people all the time, in the movie, we tell them, do not accept the national ID card. It becomes law May 2008. And if it means you drive without a license, then drive without a license. You're going to be no worse to drive because you don't have a license. You're going to drive just as well as you do today, and you're not doing anything dangerous. You're just not accepting their license because it has a chip on it, and it's a national ID card, and then you don't have to take that. And I'm encouraging everybody in America not to accept that ID card, and I hope everybody out there emails all their friends and their people and tells them, let's not accept this card, you know. And I say in the movie that I will not accept the card, and I think that many people are not going to take it. They're not going to accept this stuff, you know. And the truth is, the government has no power unless we cooperate. And I'm happy to cooperate with the government if it's a constitutional government. You know, but I'm not going to cooperate with what's going on today. There's no way. There's no way. And so I'm encouraging people to not cooperate with what's going on. But they're going to keep doing things. Now, it's like this thing with the airplanes the other day, you know. And now you can't take water bottles on the plane and you can't do this. Does that mean you can't take a water bottle into a building? You can blow up a building with a water bottle the same as you blow up a plane.
I mean, this is so ridiculous, you know. Here they have this terrible crisis, you know, and at 2 o'clock in the morning they're starting to arrest people, they announce this, and they don't even bother to wake up the President of the United States to tell them about this terrible crisis, and all across America people can't get on their planes, they've got to give up the material that they use to wash their contact lenses, if they have nail polish, and the American people really believe that this is a terrible crisis?
I don't know if they do. I don't know if they believe it. I know 35 or 40% don't believe 9/11 happened the way they said it happened. And once you don't believe 9/11, then you have a lot of problems believing anything. Once you know 9/11 is a lie, or if you believe it's a lie, then you're going to have trouble believing anything the government says. Because if you believe it's a lie and the government could kill that many people to push their agenda forward, then how can you trust anything they ever say in the future? You can't. So even when they do this thing now with the planes, you know, people have to have doubts. You know, because you don't trust the government. This government lies to us all the time.
Yeah, I remember the story of Jessica Lynch. You remember the heroic soldier over in Iraq who was fighting to the last bullet, and of course none of it was true.
Exactly. And what about the the football player kid.
Tillman, right?
Yeah, so Pat Tillman.
Why didn't they just tell us the truth? Why did they have to lie?
It's all spin. Everything is a lie. It's all spin to make the public believe a certain way. It's propaganda.
What's up to what they say, you know, in war, the first casualty is the truth.
Truth, exactly.
We're going to be back here in just a moment with Aaron Russo, who's done a wonderful job of putting together a motion picture, and it's going to be out very, very soon. He's had to modify it a little bit, but it'll be coming out the end of September. And I will tell you that everybody I've talked to who's seen this film has been very, very touched by it. So we're going to be back in just a moment and talk a little bit more about America, freedom, the fascism.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. Currently for sale by owner, the ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NBC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for a regular jog a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here. Our guest is Aaron Russo. We're talking about his film, America, freedom to fascism, and he actually talks about there. And he was describing an interview he has with the commissioner of the Internal Revenue Service, who, asked about the income tax and the fact that repeatedly the Supreme Court had held that it did not apply to the individual, not on one but a number of occasions. Why, on film, Mr. Cohen says, well, but the Supreme Court decisions don't apply to us. In other words, they are not answerable to the law at all.
And as a matter of fact, the Supreme Court also defined the word income, okay? And income was defined in the Eisner versus McCumber case as a corporate gain, a corporate profit, not wages, not labor. Income is defined by the Supreme Court as a corporate gain or profit. And that's taxable, you know. But who pays the taxes? Not the corporations, but the people. I think last year the people paid 900 and some odd billion dollars in taxes, and the corporations paid something like 250 billion. You know, and the corporations are legally taxable, and the individuals are not. You know, so that's part of the fascism. You know, fascism means big government and big corporations working together. And that's what's happening here. And they're working on the backs of the little people. And they're killing them. They're making them impossible to live between interest rates, inflation, income taxes. You can't survive today. It's very difficult unless you're really, really rich.
And of course, they need to have all that money so they can have their wars and so they can have their foreign aid and so they can have their CIA.
Well, that doesn't even come from taxes. They can just print the money they
want. Right.
You know, that's not even necessary to tax you, because the truth is they can print whatever money they want. They don't have to tax you. You know, with the Federal Reserve System in place, you have a situation where all money is created by fiat, you know, fake money out of thin air. At the same time they create it out of thin air, which is very inflationary, they also make you borrow it to get into society, into circulation. You have to borrow it. So you get heavy inflation and heavy debt all at the same time, the worst of both worlds. If the government made the money, and it was backed by a gold standard, then there'd be no interest to pay. And it would make everything so much easier for everybody. It would contain spending, and it would make everybody's life so much better. But you had the Federal Reserve System, and these bankers, because they can make the money, they control all the politicians. They control the game. So that's the situation we're in, and that's what the movie talks about. And the movie's also very funny. You know, it's very funny in its own way, and people laugh, they cry, they're in shock about a lot of the stuff, particularly people who had no idea what was going on. I'm sure your listeners have a good idea, but many people have no idea, and when they see the movie, they just break down. You know, it's like, oh my God, I didn't know. I knew there was something wrong, but I didn't know what was wrong. Now I know what's wrong. And so that's the situation. Isn't it funny how all of a sudden, I don't know if you've noticed this or not, you're hearing the word fascism more and more on President Bush used fascism yesterday, and other people, O'Reilly used fascism. The word fascism wasn't being used at all until the movie came out. And I wonder if it's not being done intentionally.
Well, you know, it's a motion picture has a powerful impact. It's pretty much more efficient in controlling people than say radio is or reading is. I mean, a motion picture really can influence the way people think. You make, as you say, they can make them cry, they can make them laugh, but they can control their reality. They've done such a good job. I think it's about time that I'm so happy that you have actually come forward with a motion picture that'll tell people the truth about what's really going on.
Well, thank you. I worked very hard on this. It was a work of passion for me, a work of love. I feel as if that's what my life is dedicated to, and that's why I did it. You know, I just felt like I had to make this movie and explain it. No matter what happens in my life, I feel like I've done what I was supposed to do. So.
Well, anyway, of course, it'll be available, you say, the end of September in what, about 60 cities?
We're opening September 21st in Chicago at the IMAX Theater. You know, that's a very, very big screen theater, which is a really nice thing to do. And then we're going to try and get it into 50 to 60 cities between September 21st and October 1st, somewhere in that time range, yeah.
So now, do you actually have to rent the space there, and then how does that work?
Well, no, I mean, sometimes the theaters usually book the movie and you split it with them. Or if you have to, you rent the space separately and apart. You know, it works either way. You know, and The problem with it is that it takes so much money to advertise.
Sure. Well,
advertising on television and newspapers to alert people to the fact that the movie's coming in.
Well, of course, talk radio is a pretty good way to do it. And it's cheap, and we do reach a fair number of people, but I'm sure that television is a much more efficient means of doing it. But we're going to be back in just a moment with Aaron Russo. Do you mind taking any calls if anybody wants to call?
My pleasure. My pleasure.
All right, fine. We'll open up the lines when we get back here at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Proper nutrition is absolutely essential for good health, but most people just don't eat right. Did you know that vitamin C is essential for our health? It's responsible for our collagen, for our bone. It's an excellent antioxidant that protects our immune system, but we can't produce it. Every other animal in the world can produce it except for fruit bats, hamsters, and human beings, and that's why we need vitamin C supplements. Most people are vitamin D deficient during the winter months, and certainly those who work indoors are vitamin D deficient during the entire year, and you need supplements. If you'd like to learn about the various health books and tape sets and videos and other health products that are available from Radio Liberty, why don't you call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the Radio Liberty Health Catalog.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycoside NS.
What's Mycoside NS?
Mycoside NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst-looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycoside NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycoside NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycoside definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycoside NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest is Aaron Russo, and if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for him, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, that's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And Aaron was just saying that all this talk about America being a democracy, and that's what they talk about in our schools, and that's what, Rush Limbaugh and all the others talk about, and certainly this is what the president talks about, and this is what Al Gore talks about, and this is what John Kerry and Bill Clinton and Hillary, they all say we're a democracy. And they know we're not a democracy, we're a republic, and the Founding Fathers didn't want a democracy. But if you can convince the public that we're a democracy, then whatever the elected politicians, and certainly I think we have the finest politicians money can buy in Washington, D.C., and our state capitals, whatever they say goes, and so we can sort of ignore the Constitution. Will that be a fair appraisal?
I think so. I think they want a democracy because they know that they can control the minds of the people through television and other ways, They'll always control the majority. And they also know they can fix the ballot machines, the voting machines. If majority rules, then they're in control. You know, if you have to have, if everybody has their own individual rights, then they're not going to be in control. And that's the difference. That's why it's tyranny of the majority. It doesn't matter what the majority wants. We each have our own rights, and that's what it's about.
And I think it's so interesting, you know, down in, at least in Mexico, when the people felt it was a fraudulent election, they're out in the streets. Here, nobody's out in the streets. After all, you know, if the voting machines all have hiccups and come up with three times as many votes as there are people registered in the precinct, nobody worries about it. We just want to get on with our lives.
Yeah, because if people need money. All they want to do is go to work, get their money, and try and pay off their bills.
Right.
It's debt. It's always a debt. You know, nobody has time to think about anything. Everybody's so strangled, you know, so worried and anxiety-ridden. But they don't think about it. They don't want to think about this stuff anymore. They're so tired. You know, people are very tired in America.
Well, we've got to get them at least to really care of what's going on and to realize that freedom is not free. And if they're not involved, then they're not entitled to be free. Let's go to Mike, who's calling from Arizona. Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
Yes. Hi, Stan. Aaron, I saw your video when you came to Phoenix, and I recommend it to everyone. It's a great production, and I was just wondering if you're still looking for donations. Do you need them to finance your advertising?
Hello?
Can you hear what he said? Mike said he saw the film when it came to Phoenix. It was great, and he just wondered if you still needed donations.
Yes, totally. I can't hear Mike speaking. Is that
Aaron?
Here?
Go ahead.
Hello?
Go right ahead.
Dr. Stan?
Yes, can you hear me?
I couldn't hear Mike.
I can hear you, Stan, but I can't hear Aaron.
Oh, go ahead, Aaron. What was your reply to it? Do you still need donations?
Yeah, we need donations very badly, because we want to take the movie from the original five cities and now spread it across the country.
All right, fine. How would people get in touch with you for donations?
On the website, freedomtofascism.com. You can either donate through PayPal with your credit card, or you can send a check in. There's an address on the website to send a check to. Those are the two ways to donate. And we need donations very much, because I can't do it all myself. It's impossible.
Well, you've done an awful lot on your own. Anything else you wanted to ask, Mike? Basically, Aaron said that you can send a check, or you can. There's a place on the website where you can actually, make your donation.
Let me just add a footnote to what Aaron said about the way the IRS plays with the term income. If you go to the Congressional Research Service, there's a report. It was produced back in the 80s. It's called the Lucky Report. It's about it attempts to answer a lot of questions that had already been starting to arise about the income tax when people started to understand the fraud. And one of the questions deals with, well, are wages and salaries taxable as income? And the Lucky, who is the lead researcher, I suppose, goes on to explain that, the basis for income is considered to be zero. Well, that's an accountant's definition for slavery. That's saying that when you earn money, when you exchange your labor, it is considered to be worth absolutely zero, so that every cent that you make is considered income and gain.
Okay, I'm going to have to let you go, Mike, because Aaron can't hear you. Thanks very much. Okay, Mike was talking there, and something's wrong with our board. Let's go to Rob, and let's see if maybe you can hear Rob. Rob, did you have a quick question for Aaron?
Yes, Dr. Stan. I just wanted to say how refreshing Dr. Stan is to hear your program. I listened to you on shortwave, and I also saw Aaron's project on Alex's website. Very good. I just had a question, and I don't know if it's been addressed, and maybe
all right.
It has.
Let's see if Aaron... Aaron, can you hear what Rob's saying?
No, I can't.
Can
the engineer bring up the voices?
No, we got some sort of a problem with the board. Anyway, hold just a moment, Aaron. Sure. I'll get the question and then let you know what it is. Rob, what's the question?
The question is: has anybody ever on several programs that I listen to on shortwave and other radios? It seems like communication is not a hard thing, but assembly of the masses to get the a unified force going. To where the New World people can actually you know, see that there's an opposition against them. And,
it's fine. Well, I think it's meeting. How do we get the people out there and get them involved? But thanks so much, Rob. And Aaron, certainly, Rob was just saying, how are we going to get the people out there, you know, to know what's really going on and then get them to do something?
That's why I made the movie.
Right.
It's the movie that's going to do it. That's why we need money to help promote the movie on television, on radio, on newspapers, so people know it's there and they'll go to the theater. When we played in Chicago, there was one person who brought 60 people with her to see the movie. You know, people in Austin, you couldn't get into any of the showings. The showings are sold out because people are bringing everybody new to see the movie. And that's why it's so important that we play in the theaters and get to fill the theaters with people and everybody start talking about it and telling their friends and build up a word of mouth. Because people don't know what's going on. The movie provides that information for them. And people are outraged when they see the movie, when they learn what's really going on. And that's why I made the movie. I hope that answers this question.
I think it does. Really does. And, of course, they can actually be coordinated through your website, can't they? In other words, they'll be in contact with you, and you can utilize that information to reach others.
So go on the website. If you can make a donation, please do. And sign up to be on the email list. Sign up to be a volunteer. You know, put your name there so we can contact you. We're going to do millions of names. And we're going to take action against the government. You know, I believe in civil disobedience, and we're going to do that. You know, we're going to march on Washington. We're going to get this thing together and make something happen. I promise you, that's the whole point of the movie. I don't want to just make the movie and let it end there. The idea is to create a movement in this country and become part of it, everybody. Go on the website, freedomtofascism.com, and go sign up. Make your voice heard. Let's all work together and create a synergistic effort here. That's what it's going to take.
And it sure is. It's going to take a lot of people getting out of their easy chairs and, you know, and giving up Sunday night football and getting involved in this truly epic struggle to determine whether this nation or any other nation conceived in freedom can long endure. So I agree with you, and I certainly congratulate you for all your efforts. How long did it take you to make the motion picture?
2 years.
So that really took you away from a lot of your other things, because you've made quite a few pictures in the past, haven't you?
Yes, I have. I've made some. I've gotten six Academy Award nominations for my films in the past. I've gotten nominated for 7 Golden Globes. We've actually won 3 Golden Globes. Won a Tony on Broadway, won an Emmy on television. I've done a lot of stuff. You know, I've been manager for Bette Midler and Manhattan Transfer and Cher for a while and Susan Sarandon and I don't know. I can't remember everything I've done, honestly.
Well, you've done a lot of great work and certainly.
You brought Led Zeppelin to America for the first time. People like to hear that. You know, I was very influential in the music business at one point before I got into the movie business. Did all the big rock and roll acts back in the 60s, late 60s, early 70s. You know, I've had a pretty full life of good things to do.
Well, you know, how do your people in Hollywood feel about this film? Have you had any come back from the people on the far left there?
Well, Nick Nolte saw the film, and he said he's here in Cannes in France, and he said to me, "This is information that everybody must learn."
And I don't think it matters whether you're on the right or the left or the middle, or you've got a pointed head or a flat head. I think everybody, just about everybody, really values America and wants to preserve it. And really, when they understand this should be appealed to, it doesn't matter whether you're a Democrat or Republican. Everybody should be concerned.
My experience has given me a point of view about that. What I discovered is the rank and file Republicans and the rank and file Democrats that love the movie. Who doesn't love the movie are the leaders of the Democrats and the Republicans. The people who have a vested interest in promoting their party and not in promoting freedom. And those are the people who object to the movie. But the rank and file people, Democrat or Republican, doesn't matter. They understand what the movie's about. In the movie, we say to people, it's time to stop being good Democrats. It's time to stop being good Republicans. It's time to start being good Americans. And that's what it's about.
Well, that's very, very well said. And I think that we see them play their games in Washington, D.C. all the time. And they posture and they change their votes and they do everything they can to keep the people back at home from knowing how they're voting. And the only good thing I can say is, you know, although President Bush's popularity rating is about 32%, Congress's popularity rating is about 25%. And I think that we're overrating them. I mean, they're certainly not worth what they're getting. They're not getting paid far too much for all the harm they're doing.
It's all fraud. It's all fake. They're not trying to help the people. They're trying to accumulate their power. You know, it's about power. It's about money. It's not about doing the right thing by the American people. It's not by living by the Constitution any longer. That doesn't matter to them. It's a matter of which party is going to be in power, the Republicans or the Democrats, and who's going to control the country. You know, and the real control is neither one of them. The real control is the Federal Reserve and the people behind the Federal Reserve. That's who really controls the country.
And, of course, they have unlimited money, and they can print more anytime they want to. But eventually, of course, it's going to end up bankrupting the country and destroying the savings of the people who have worked all their lives to put something away for their retirement.
But we can close them down legally. We can close the Federal Reserve down. Congress has the legal authority to shut them down. And that's the main goal of the movie, is to sign on and sign the petition to shut down the Federal Reserve system. Because Congress can do that all they want, and they can do it in a week. All we have to do is let the politicians know that we're not going to vote for anybody that doesn't sign an affidavit to shut down the Federal Reserve system.
Well, now, do we have to pay the Federal Reserve, or can we just shut them down?
Well, I think you can do it either way. You can pay. There is a provision where you can pay them, I think it's $385 million or something, or you can shut them down weekly without it. I mean, the point is, whether it's $385 million or cost nothing, the point is shut them down and take that authority away. Don't let them. This government is going to be controlled by either the people or the bankers.
Well, you know, I think it's the most amazing thing. They sold the American people the idea of the Federal Reserve because they were going to give us a stable currency. And that currency, the dollar, that we have today was worth about 2 cents back then. They destroyed 98% of the value of our currency since the Federal Reserve came in, but they've done it so slowly, most people never realized they were stealing their heritage and their freedom.
Yes, I mean, it's about stabilizing the currency. A loaf of bread, except during the Civil War, a loaf of bread from 1800 to 1910 never changed in price. That was a stable currency. Now everybody's anxiety-ridden. Am I going to have enough money to live? What am I going to do for my future? Between inflation, income taxes, and interest at the banks, people can't survive anymore. I call them the three evil eyes. You know, Bush says the axis of evil. Well, the axis of evil is interest rates, income tax, and inflation. That's the axis of evil.
I think that's very well put. And, of course, the thing is that, of course, now the Federal Reserve is beginning to play games and beginning to try to slow down the economy a little bit. But they can't manage the economy. What they've done is they've created an unstable currency. There's nothing behind it. And Aaron, I don't think the average person really understands that throughout all history, you've had to have something behind the currency, because if you don't, eventually it's destroyed.
Go see my movie. They'll learn. Well, my movie deals with that issue. You know, it deals with the gold standard. Where was all the gold that was in Fort Knox? Why does the Federal Reserve claim to have control of that now? As collateral for the dollars they print out of thin air? You know, it's a joke. They've stolen the Americans. These bankers have stolen America's wealth. That's what's happened.
Well, what we need to do, of course, is get everybody to see your film, and hopefully they will when it comes out. And so if you're out there in the listening audience and there's any way you can help Aaron, certainly he's put all the money and time and effort into getting the film, but it's going to take a lot of money to get this shown in the motion picture theaters across the country. I think it's a well worthwhile investment to go to the website, and that's Freedom to Fascism, isn't it?
Yes. Freedom2TOFascism.com.
All right, fine. And of course, what sort of response? Are you getting a pretty good response from the people out there after they've seen the film?
It's huge. We've had probably about 750,000 people so far have seen the trailers that are on the website. We've had people donating money. We've raised so far about $500,000. You know, somewhere between $450,000 and $500,000 to help promote the movie. And we need more, but, you know, people are dedicated to trying to fix this country. They didn't know what the Founding Fathers went through to get us this. And a lot of people, you know, don't want to lose it. And if you're one of the people who do not want to lose it and you really care, I promise you, go on the website, look at those trailers, look what we're doing, sign the petition, sign up to volunteer or get email alerts from us. Become part of them, of fixing the country. You know, it's too easy to complain and do nothing. You know, you're not going to be proud of yourself for that.
Amen to that. Well, I think if we're going to get email alerts, well, I'm going to go up there myself to hear what you're up to and what you're doing.
Yeah, you'll get email alerts for sure.
All right. How often are they going to be coming out then?
They usually come out about once a week.
Okay. Yeah. Now, do you have a staff or do you do most of this on your own?
Oh, no, I have a staff.
Okay. Well, certainly it's impossible to do these things without a lot of help out there. And so, but I'm glad you have, and I hope you can get the people out there and get them, you know, to let other people know, because we're going to have people telling people telling people that what goes on in Washington is all a fraud. I had a friend of mine who's married to a congressman who was there for, 14 or 16 years, and he was really a good man. He was an honest man. He really believed in what he was doing, and he thought he was making a difference until one day one of the other congressmen came up to him and said, "Why are you working so hard? Don't you know this is all make-believe," or words to that effect. "We're not really accomplishing anything here at all. Don't work so hard and don't feel so deeply about this." And, you know, suddenly to hear something like that, what had been there for 14 years, a realization that maybe it was all just make-believe.
Yeah, it is make-believe. It's Disneyland. They just put out an image of what they want you to believe it is.
Yeah, and, of course, you know, the Congress passes laws, and the president does whatever he wants to. Congress passes laws, and the bureaucracy does what they want to, and it's all really a mirage.
There's a great quote in the movie from Robert Reich. You remember Robert Reich?
Sure.
Okay, Clinton's Labor Secretary. He said this right out of the USA Today. He said, "The dirty little secret is that America's domestic policy is now run by Alan Greenspan and the Federal Reserve. America's foreign policy is now run by the International Monetary Fund. And the president no longer needs a declaration of war from Congress. He chooses to go to war."
Well, I think I can hardly wait to see the film. We'll be back here in just a moment to wrap up the program. Have you ever wondered why the incidence of cancer and diabetes and heart disease is increasing in the United States? Are you eating a lot of food that's loaded with sugars in them? Or are you certainly eating prepackaged meals that are loaded with MSG? Or are you drinking Diet Coke that's loaded with aspartame? What are you doing to protect your health? What are you doing to protect the health of your family? Well, most people really don't understand the importance of good nutrition, so I've compiled a list of the books on health, the tape sets, the videos, the vitamins and minerals and herbal products that Radio Liberty carries, and the doses of the products that we recommend. If you'd like to receive a free copy of the Radio Liberty Health Catalog, why don't you call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And remember, proper nutrition is essential for good health.
Coming this August through October, the Models of Excellence series, airing on CNN and the Discovery Channel, will be featuring segments on innovative home-based business solutions. Many companies were considered, but only one company made the final cut. The company that was chosen above and beyond the rest is the same company that you've been hearing about for months here on GCN. www.didyourobbillgates.com. This home-based business has changed the lives of many people worldwide by allowing economic freedom never thought possible. Through a combination of advanced technology and professional follow-up conducted by an in-house staff, all of the prospecting, presenting, and personal follow-up is done for you. Seem too good to be true? Well, think again. Check your local listings for CNN and the Discovery Channel special on this great program and see for yourself what a life-changing experience this can be. Would you like more information right now? Just visit www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how easy it is to start today.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I hope you enjoyed our interview with Aaron Russo. Aaron has been very, very ill, been in Europe getting treated for cancer. But he's dedicated, he's putting his whole heart and soul into trying to save America. And I would simply ask you out there, the listening audience, what are you willing to do to try to preserve this country, which we inherited from generations past, for generations yet unborn? Now, behind everything going on are powerful spiritual forces which are energizing this whole incredible movement towards the one world government. And those of you who listen to our programs regularly will recognize that fact. And our plea to you is understand what's going on, help us educate others, and then get involved. I think what Aaron's doing is very important, and apparently this is a powerful, powerful movie. And, of course, then once you understand what's at stake, then you can begin to educate people how this whole movement has been able to go on from decade to decade to generation to generation, from century to century, because behind it are powerful spiritual forces that have always wanted a one-world government and a one-world religion. And we are living at the time which I think was prophesied long ago, when, of course, this is all going to come to fruition. Can we change it? I don't know whether we can, but I think we're obligated to try. And unfortunately, most of our religious leaders are not telling you about what's going on. Many of them don't even believe in Satan. Many of them don't believe in hell. Many of them already don't believe that we're sinners and we need a Savior. Some of them do, but so many of the churches today don't want to talk about sin because that's not very popular. They don't want to talk about the spiritual forces that are moving us towards one world government because that sounds like there's a conspiracy out there. Well, ladies and gentlemen, there is a conspiracy. There is a conspiracy against God, and that's the common denominator behind this, God and the freedom that God has given to mankind. Well, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to understand what's going on with immigration, you really need to get our 4-tape set on immigration. You need to get the book we carry, Fighting Immigration Anarchy. You need to get the DVD we have on the conquest of Aslan. That's here in California and, of course, five states that they want to unite with Mexico because it was stolen from by the wicked white man back 150 years ago. At least that's what President Bush told a group of people about how their land was taken away from them and, of course, by the people, and that they were now foreigners in their own land. Talking to large groups of Mexicans who lived in Mexico, you became foreigners in your land, and that's why they believe it's their land and that we should be taken off of it. And they're trying to play the Mexicans against the whites and the whites against the Mexicans and the blacks against the Mexicans. It's all a matter of divide and conquer because we're dealing with people with supernatural intelligence who are inherently evil, who want to create discord in our society, and out of the discord, they want, of course, to take away our freedom. And they have other plans for us as well. And as incredible as it seems, you need to get our material. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get the book, Planned Population Production. You need to get our Sustainable Development Syllabus and talk, because there you'll read not what I say, but what they say, the analysis of the Global Biodiversity Assessment that came out of the Second Earth Summit in 1992 over the signature of Mr. Maurice Strong, who, along with Gorbachev and Stephen Rockefeller, the son of Nelson Rockefeller, wrote the Earth Charter, and you'll actually read the Earth Charter and plan their and see their plan to redistribute your wealth. There really are people who want to redistribute your wealth and impoverish you, and you may very well be one of the lucky ones who survives, or you may not be. They really intend to kill off most of the people on the planet. How could that be true? Well, you read what they say. Read what they talk about. Read what Jacques Cousteau was talking about in November of 1991. If you want to read his article from the UNESCO Courier, November 1991, call us. We'll get it for you. 1-800-544-8927. And then please pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection.
Are you a diabetic? Do you have Medicare or private insurance? If you do, here's some great news that could save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, iCare may be able to provide your supplies at no cost to you. Here's why. We work with Medicare and most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits, so we can ship your supplies free right to your door. So I want you to call.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
With news on the Information Radio Network, I'm Laura Lee Scholl. The State Department has confirmed word of a terror threat warning in India. Barry Schwad has the latest.
The State Department says it is working on information that caused the U.S. Embassy in New Delhi to alert U.S. citizens. The concern, spokesman Tom Casey says, is over indigenous terror groups and possibly groups linked to Al-Qaeda. The potential of terror attacks coincides with the approach of India's National Day next Tuesday. The embassy is warning that the likely targets include major airports, key central Indian government offices, and major gathering places such as hotels and markets.
France and the U.S. have reached a deal and are presenting a ceasefire resolution to the U.N. Security Council. A vote is expected later today, and are preparing a massive new ground campaign against Hezbollah. You're listening to the Information Radio Network.
Kara was just 17 when she was locked in a room and beaten nearly to death by her own father. Her crime? She was reading the Bible. Hi, this is Chuck Bates. As the days go by, we read more and more about Islam. Some say it's a peaceful religion, while others say Christians and Muslims serve the